Hi there. I'm Michael Clark, and he's Mike Pereira. Together, we're the hosts of Mid-Credit Scene, a podcast about movies. And this is a Mid-Credit Minute, kind of bonus mini-episode where we talk about big important things, like snacks, double features, and more.
So the second probably harder question, was one we sort of, well, I sort of stole and then voiced it on Clark, but from a British radio show. But they were talking about music, but we love this idea for films about, you know, if you've is there a film that you feel you had kind of inherited from a previous generation? And what is it, and how do you feel you inherited it? And then if there was a movie you could sort of will on to the next generation or leave as an inheritance to the next generation. And of course, I'm sensitive to the fact that you actually have a film of your own to will on to the next generation, or right. Maybe more than one.
Right.
But, you know, otherwise, maybe that's an option. But also, what would those be? So maybe start with the first one. What did you inherit?
I think the movie came out a year after I was born, so I don't know if I inherited it, but I wouldn't have seen. There's no way. Yeah.
You did not experience it independently.
That's right.
As an infant.
That's right. Yeah, fair. Which would have been Apocalypse Now, I think.
Oh yeah.
And the reason I say it is because when I think I was 13, and I went to see it. Speaking of IMAX. At the Cinesphere at Ontario Place.
Oh, man.
And I think it was the first movie that I saw that wasn't like, you know, in the vein of Star Wars or, you know,
yep.
Some comedy from the 80s. And, you know, like that was like, oh, this is also how movies can be made. Oh, and you sort of, that was that transition into, you know, what films could be. And it was sort of terrifying, you know, and but I loved it.
Especially in the Cinesphere.
I loved it. Like that opening with just the napalm, and it was just a lot, you know, but it's that would be the one I would pass on. And the other part of it, total, not to name drop at all, but I've been lucky to work with Martin Sheen, and he's a lovely guy. And I actually shared The Movie Man with him, and he took the time to watch it. I didn't know if he'd watch it, and he called me last summer, and he gave me his full review, which was amazing. And he said that Keith was eloquently vulgar.
Love that.
Martin Sheen's a gift. He was a gift to Hollywood, and I think he was one of those actors too. The first time, like when I saw Apocalypse Now, and I was sort of like, oh, I started reading about films more and like how that film was made. And if you've ever seen Hearts of Darkness,
yeah,
the making of, and it's almost better than the film itself.
Right.
And just what a fantastic, the evolution of Martin's, you know, life and as an actor, and he's been a real gift to us in the movies that he's been able to present. But yeah, that's one I'd pass on for sure. And then what was the other question? One
I guess one is
that was the one to inherit
from a previous generation. Yeah. And one is that you want to will on to the next generation.
If I could will, I don't think I'm going to be successful with this. I've heard from other parents, and you might be able to attest to this. Your kids are a little older than mine to like try and force a movie down their throat. They're like, yeah, it's old, dad, or you know. But
trying to watch the first Star Wars movie with my kids, and you realize how much of that movie is just a lot of people sitting around talking, and
yes.
The kids were not into it like for a long time because they were just like, nothing's happening. They're just it's an old man making a young man coffee and talking about how things used to be.
Like, yeah.
Like, when does this movie go somewhere?
It's that Simpsons joke of like, I can think of two things wrong with that title. It's like
100%,
the
Star Naked Lunch
and the Wars are largely absent from long stretches of that film. It's right, why we adored it, but kids.
Yeah. So yes, 100%. I realize the difficulty of trying to will something forward.
I hope they discover movies on their own. I think I'm excited to see the films that they want to, like that they really like as they, you know, mature and hopefully they have that Apocalypse Now moment or you know, they get into films if they do. But I think one that was such an inspiration to me, and I don't, not so much of like the movie, I don't know how to explain it, but growing up in Preston, you know, I grew up a couple blocks from like the Grand River, and there's a lot of like outdoor play growing up where you would come back when the lights came back on, you're on your bikes, getting into like, who knows what we're doing, like playing around. And I think a lot of it was imaginative play, even if we were like, you know, in like 10 to, you know, 13.
Yeah.
And I think the movies, The Goonies, is really like kind of captured that. And like, as a kid, like I was already doing that, running around playing with my friends. But like, if you discovered a pirate ship or if that could have been real, that was so magical. And there's something of that movie of the, like, you know, just the freedom of youth and kids being kids that I hope that resonates with my girls watching it. That would be one I'd hope, but I don't know, fingers crossed.
There's always those films that I think, like, regardless of what age they are when they find them, like, they'll come across something and it's just, they're timeless and they will connect. And I think it's harder because you want to, like, hey, watch this. You're really going to enjoy it. And you just got to, like, trust them. Like maybe if it's just on the shelf and if there's a rainy day one day and they'll just, like, gravitate towards it. Like,
yeah.
I can think of, like, all of the films that I still think of as the ones that defined my childhood were ones that I just kind of, I was sick home from school one day and just went over to the shelf. I'm like, what haven't I watched? I've watched all of these ones 100 times. I'm gonna pop in 48 hours too. Sure, why not? And
yeah, it's
or another 48 hours.
You can't force it.
Yeah.
It's it, you know, it. It's it, there's that discoverability. I think the one thing that I'm really interested to see is because so much of, you know, and there's a bit of an age spread with us, but like I'm 78. 19, born in 1978. I'm not 78 years old.
Mike is 78 years old. That's great for his age.
But, you know, so much of what I discovered would be like, because my parents, like, it was just what was on TV. Like,
yeah.
There, you were a bit of a captive audience because either it was like, watch this or nothing. And my dad loved to tape movies off TV. So he'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to tape this movie off TV. But whether I watched it with him was not material.
Right.
And what I recognize that I got to get better at as a parent is I'm going to go watch this movie. And you guys can either come watch it or you can go play outside or whatever. Both are really good options.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, but not,
our parents didn't curate what we were doing all the time.
Yeah, like not trying to show them a film all the time, but just sort of being like, I'm going to watch this and you guys can join us. And, you know, I will say though, like, having older kids, I can tell you, like, looking at their musical tastes versus mine, like, they listen to, like, just really random garbage on YouTube that is not even, it's like meme music and stuff, or like,
okay.
And I'm like, I get how when Demolition Man, they were like, the future of music is 90s commercials jingles, because my kids are almost there. Like,
oh no.
Most of what they listen to is like memes of, like, they're obsessed with a meme version of the 90s techno Cotton Eye Joe song.
Oh, wow.
To give you a sense of how dark things are.
I don't want the most accurate representation of the future to be Demolition Man.
It's close. The Cybertruck kind of hit it on the head, I think.
It is. Oh, God.
Yeah, we've got the Cybertruck. The kids are into the jingles.
Yeah.
There's no three seashells yet.
Oh, no.
Right.
What a bleak thing to end on.
movies we'll inadvertently will on to the next generation and harbor regrets about it.
Movies you are cursed with.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, thank you, guys.
This has been absolutely delightful talking with you, Matt.
It's been great to meet you. And thanks so much for coming on for chatting with us, man. This was great.
To hear more, listen to Mid-Credit Scene Podcast on Midtown Radio or wherever you get your podcasts.